You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women from Maine who are marked safe. On today's show, one more reason that we are thrilled that we don't have a peanut allergy. Enjoy.
And welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 249. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Carol, we have been together since dawn's crack.
I mean, it's just a lot of Jenny and Carol time.
Remember when you used to say, I never see you outside?
No, now I see you too much.
Right?
It's just too much.
I know.
What did we do this weekend, Jenny?
Went to a spooky haunted house, Fright Kingdom in Nashua,
New Hampshire. It was fun.
Far away.
It was super far away. And usually I wouldn't do something like that. But I was like, you know what? You only live once.
Yeah.
And I'm an old fart and I need to go.
Not
super scary. And nope. I knew it wouldn't be because I just can't be scared anymore. Life itself is so terrifying that really you can't scare me.
No, it was fun. It wasn't nearly as scary because I was so jacked about going to this thing that I could not sleep the night before.
And now we jazzed ourselves up a little.
I threw up a little bit.
Yeah.
That morning, yeah. In excitement.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the elephant in the room, though?
Joel's farts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you take over.
And so once you go into the one, it's all like of a piece. So you never leave the inside.
Should we start this conversation off in saying that Joel enjoyed himself a meaty sandwich?
He did.
Before we went.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay,
I think that's key. I mean, we all enjoyed something, and still, we were able to maintain decorum.
Yeah.
So he was leading the way, because he's the man.
Yeah.
Three girls behind him, and he farts. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the haunted house.
Which is tight quarters.
It's super tight quarters, and airtight. There isn't a lot of oxygen coming in. It's stank, yeah. As Joel's farts are known to do. I'm used to it, so I can get through it. But I'm like, the people behind us are going to think that we did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got very angry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Joel, did you fart? And then we all said, Joel, did you fart? And he was like, yeah, I did.
I didn't think it was going to stink.
That's what he always says.
When does it not stink?
Fart.
Oh, he's so gross.
But then the whole way home, I can't really talk because I was burping. I was drinking some seltzer water and it smelled like salamers.
I don't know why.
It was really bad.
But even a salami burp, even though it's not ideal, it is not like Joel's farts.
Okay. Hopefully the people behind us were like, wow, they really did a good job in this haunted house. Really like bringing it home. It smells like dead people. Anyway.
I guess the other elephant in the room besides Joel's farts, the Lewiston shooting.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, that
was... We've been told that we have to talk about this.
That's pretty rotten. I'm going to tell you that Lewiston, Maine, is about a 40-minute drive from my home and about a half-hour drive from my work.
Yeah, it's not that far. It's about 20 minutes for me.
Yeah, it's closer to Jen. But here's what happens in Maine. Everybody freaking knows everybody. I know a billion people in Lewiston. In fact, half my family lives there. You know, it's one of those things. You're not ever too far removed from anything that happens in Maine. So when they say Maine is like a big, small town, it's not actually far off. Also, we love to pride ourselves on how safe we are. Mm. And for the most part, it's true. There are a lot of people in Maine who do not lock their doors.
No, I mean, I can't even lock my door from the outside.
Well, that's good to tell everyone. You know, it's a very big deal what happened here last week. And if you don't know what happened, honestly, I can't.
Crack a book.
It's the most famous Maine's been in a really long time. Or infamous?
Infamous,
yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really have a lot to add. I mean,
no, I got nothing.
We are marked safe. And I do want to, I have a little bit of a shit list. Yeah. and it is not going to be popular. I apologize in advance for it. But there is
something. But it needs to be said.
There is something that annoys me greatly about the marked safe on Facebook. And I want you to know that I have soul searched because I don't know why it's so annoying. And I don't want it to be so annoying. And I feel like it's shitty that it's annoying to me.
I will say that I had a very similar response to Carol. So she is not alone.
No, and I have talked to a few other people who have a similar feeling. But I did want to soul search it because I was like, why am I such a fucking asshole that this annoys me? And here's what it came down to. It wasn't so much that someone was utilizing it who lives in the town and the area that really could be affected and needs a fast way to tell people that they're okay. It's all the other people, the external people. Like me, for instance, I'm 40 miles away from Lewiston. I'm not hurt. Like no one's thinking, ooh, I bet you Carol might be hurt. I mean, some people who listen to the podcast might not know exactly where we live. That's fair. But like overall, people aren't worried about me in that moment.
I didn't even think about you, to be honest.
Of course not, because there was no threat. But I think when it was created for natural disasters. And maybe you have a very short, limited moment when you can let people know you're okay. Otherwise, if you can do that, why can't you just post a message and say, hey, I live in Maine. It's a freaking awful thing that has happened. We're all in mourning. I'm fine. I don't even live close to it. Here's my thoughts on it, or here's how I'm feeling about it. Like, have a moment of actually, it's bad enough that you're on Facebook and social media to begin with, which is such a disconnected milieu or whatever. At least say something. Don't just be like, I'm marked safe. That's why it annoys me. But is that fair?
I mean, fair or not, it's how you feel. I know just because we've talked about it that you've thought about it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've thought about it and I have a less kind perspective, I think. My thinking is that anybody who actually truly is worried and cares about you and thinks maybe you were affected is going to either call you or text you.
Yeah.
Everybody else on Facebook who would not do that, when they see that you're marked safe, they're like, oh, fuck, maybe next time.
Oh!
If I learned anything from the shooting, and I'm not criticizing it, I think I'm just calling it out, is this human response to somehow inject yourself into the drama.
Yeah.
If you are not actually directly affected, because when you are, you wish to God you weren't.
Yep.
But when you're not, you want everyone to know just how close it is.
Right.
And that is nauseating.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it's fair.
I do think that people in that city who were in that city during that lockdown, like, that's scary.
Sure.
Although, honest to God, immediately I was like, oh, that guy's dead. They can't find him. There's no sign of him. He's dead somewhere.
I will admit, the night that that happened, I did lock my door.
A good move on any night, frankly.
I was a little bit nervous.
Well, yeah, because you just don't know. I don't believe that anyone is stealthy enough to escape anyone seeing or hearing or seeing a heat source or anything unless they're dead. And I'm usually right. Everything was closed. That was another thing that annoyed the shit out of me. I know I sound like such a fucking asshole, but like Starbucks in Portland, freaking 45 minutes away. I was like, bitch, he ain't coming into Starbucks. Are you fucking nuts? If he's alive, he's staying as far away.
Right.
No one has seen him.
He's hunkered down.
He's not going to Starbucks. Also, he never went to Starbucks.
Right.
So you're good. If anything, he's going to go to Aroma Joe's. I'm just saying, because drive-thru, he doesn't have to, like, actually deal with people. Yeah. So,
you were just thinking.
Really on the police force. But that does lead me to Jared
Golden. Not from Subway.
No. Fuck that guy. Jared Golden, who is a Democratic legislator from our state. He's a Democrat, but he's very conservative in some ways. And one of those ways is gun laws. So all of a sudden, and this annoyed the shit out of me too.
It did me too.
And again, I'm like, what kind of person am I? I have to really soul search. Why did it annoy me that he suddenly comes out? Because his hometown is Lewiston. He's like, oh, I was wrong. I want to work with anyone who will work with me to ban these assault rifles because it happened to my hometown. Right. And I got rip shit pissed. And I was like, you fucker.
Because it's self-serving.
It's self-serving. It's like, do I have to fuck you in the ass for you to know the ass sex hurts? Is that what we're talking about?
I have always maintained that Congress will not do anything until somebody goes in there and fucking shoots the whole place
up. Absolutely, just proven. Then I had some very smart friends who said, you know what, Carol, I get that, but also it's a fucking phenomenal thing that has happened, that a politician up for re-election would put themselves in the crosshairs of their demographic and say, I made a mistake, I was wrong, and now I want to do something different. Like, that never happens.
It's
and
true.
I give him kudos for that. They are completely 100% right. The fact that that could ever happen is a miracle, but it's still pisses me off.
Yep,
that it has to be in your backyard for you to give a shit. You're a legislator. It's not all about you.
Amen, sister. All right, I think that might be it for our rant. Again, people, we fully understand that we have nothing unique or even maybe mildly interesting to add to this.
No.
But it needed to be said. We were asked to.
I mean, we are here in Maine. We are close by. We are not part of the tragedy.
Nope.
The only thing we can hope to be is part of the solution. There are so many GoFundMes and so many charities helping these families. So check that out if you want to help. That's really the only way you can help at this point.
Yeah.
Is to help these people financially get through this.
All right. I think we've got enough of that, right?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Notable news, Carol.
What song are we singing, Jenny?
You came up with this one.
We had a moment of reverie when we thought about the now departed Sinead O'Connor and how big of an influence she was in our teenage lives. So she had a song. It was a little ditty called Nothing Compares to You, written by Prince. So we are going to do Nothing Compares to News. All right, we got to get real soulful already. Feel it in your pussy.
I'm going to try.
It's been 1794 days since we've been bringing you news. We drink all night and sleep all day since we've been bringing you news. Since we've been on, we've got a couple of fans. We still got nothing to lose. We get called out by incels on 4chan, but nothing can take away this news, 'cause nothing compares to news.
Nice.
She'd be proud.
Was she a dyke?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Huh. She had a kid and shit.
Well, dykes can have kids.
Okay, but she had a kid with a dude.
All right, notable news. Mm. And most of this notable news is brought to you by AbChav.
We love AbChav.
Thank you, AbChav. This one is fantastic. And as soon as I saw this, I forwarded it to my kid because he's got a peanut allergy. Cody Miller, 26 years old, of Palmdale, California. I'm going to show you a picture of him sitting in an ER room with his lips.
He does not look good.
Swollen.
Mm-mm. He looked allergic.
He landed in the emergency room late Sunday night. When he arrived, his throat was already closing due to an unknown allergic reaction. Doctors were able to stabilize him quickly. However, his swollen face lingered longer than usual. A specialist in allergies and infectious diseases was brought in to try and get to the bottom of what caused this outbreak. Cody was able to text on his phone but could not speak due to the swelling. He told the specialist that, in quotes, "I was going down on my girlfriend during the Super Bowl halftime show."
Like you do.
"She started getting a little wild and was really enjoying herself. Out of nowhere, she ripped a giant fart. At the same time, I gasped for air.
Yeah.
I got a mouthful of ass breath in small bits."
Wait, please. Give me a second with the ass breath. Okay, continue.
"And got small bits of fecal matter stuck between my teeth. Tests were run, and it was found that these small bits of fecal matter were intermeshed with peanuts." Here's Dr. Azizi speaking on the matter. "Nuts are a hearty food."
Oh, god damn it.
"They do not always break down well in the digestive tract."
No, okay.
"While his girlfriend was experiencing oral pleasure, she passed gas. And in that gas was particle of peanuts."
Oh my god.
"Which almost caused a fatal anaphylaxis."
Wow.
So Cody says, and I think it's still texting, because he still can't speak. "I never knew I had an issue with peanuts. I love me some Snickers. It lowered my immune system enough to create this awful reaction."
Oh, no. So, like, he might not have been allergic to peanuts if it weren't for the fecal matter?
No, I guess not. The worst part is that they say I can never safely eat peanuts again.
Oh, no. Snickers are out.
"That and having to look at my girlfriend in the eye without laughing is tough," said Miller.
He did not say that.
That's...
He said that?
That's what...
Well...
Yeah. How does a relationship survive
that,
really?
I don't know how. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, and I don't want to be judgmental. I understand that sometimes farts happen, but, like, if someone's going down on me and I feel a fart coming, I'm going to warn.
Okay. Wait, show me what that looks like.
I would say, "I'm about to fart." Because no one deserves
fart
that.
Fart alert?
Yes.
Wait, I've never heard of this. I mean, it makes all the sense.
Right.
But are there other people out there who fart alert while being eaten out?
I would think anyone with a conscience would fart alert. I mean, maybe it just snuck up on her. And so for that, I'm sorry if that was the case. But like, if you know, like, you're like, "Oh, I'm about to fart," you do not let someone continue going down on you.
Well, I will say that I have had some... No, pause. Stop with the face. I have had some orgasmic experiences,
yes,
where all the muscles contract.
Yeah.
And so you don't know what the fuck's happening next.
No, if it's a surprise, I don't think you can do anything about it. But if you know, I just... Wow. But how often does this happen with dudes? Come on. How often do they fart on a girl who's giving them head? Now, granted, you're a little bit removed, but not far enough.
Not much, no.
It's probably rare to inhale your lover's fart.
In chunks.
Peanuts.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't think things come out of me when I fart. Right, well, I don't want to think that.
We already have established a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
That I know that when you are smelling a fart, hello, Joel. You are actually ingesting particles.
You know this how?
Because I have a brain. Okay?
No.
You are ingesting tiny, tiny particles of fartness.
All right, I'm going to look this up because okay. I don't actually okay. think that's scientifically sound.
No, like little pieces of fecal matter are going into your nose.
When you smell a fart, is fecal matter going into your nose?
Okay,
is
perfect.
Is exactly what I asked. Poop smell is actually caused... All right, it does say you shouldn't fart naked.
Wait, pause. Why?
If you're inhaling the farts of a fully clothed person, you are not breathing in any kind of matter, just gas. It's caused by gases created alongside the poop in the intestines, including several sulfides. However, they did a study where somebody farted into a petri dish. I love these people. They left it overnight to be analyzed later. The next morning, the petri dish that had received flatulence from the uncovered anus had sprouted visible lumps of two types of bacteria that are usually only found in the gut and the skin. Meanwhile,
yucca.
The flatulence that had to make its way through the clothing before getting to the dish had no bacteria that sprouted. So it's really... It's a naked thing.
So that just goes to show the fact that most men have a quarter of a teaspoon of shit in their panties. Yes. Is actually true.
Okay, it's not actually true because you made it up.
But no, I did not make it up. I looked it up on the Googles.
Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, I do.
Why would it just be men?
Because they're poopy.
Okay, this does not discriminate between men and women.
Okay, fine.
It says the average adult undergarment has about a tenth of a gram of fecal matter.
Well, what's a tenth of a gram?
It's about an airline peanut sized amount.
Okay, that's sizable.
It's sizable. It's sizable. But it does not say just men.
All right, fine. But I think we can all agree.
Yeah, there's probably more in me, guys.
Yeah, because they got the hairs in the ass.
Okay. I don't shave the hair of my asshole.
Well, maybe you ought to.
I probably should. But you know what? I don't have time.
You're busy, lady.
I don't have time to shave my butt hair. Nobody's going near that thing.
It doesn't take much time.
Nobody is going near that.
Okay.
What did you ask my husband this
weekend? At supper, I said, have you ever seen Carol's butthole? And how long have you been together?
12 years. 13? He said,
never.
Yeah. And he's never going to.
Which I don't even understand.
Don't go near it. Don't look it up.
You've seen my asshole.
Yes, I have. I don't know if I've seen his.
Are you fucking kidding? I've seen Joel's asshole. Are you joking?
What are you talking about?
That
was his balls.
No. I did see his hairy balls. And then he turned around and bent over and slid his, because he was wearing his swim trunks.
Did he? God, he's gross.
And he showed me his hairy asshole.
Okay. Yeah, that seems right.
Wow.
I'm so sorry that this kid had to find out he had a peanut allergy this way. But honestly, their relationship has to be over, right?
Well, it's either over or they're going to get married.
Yeah, and be together forever because no one else wants them. What's really sealed the deal was the fart.
This poor chick, though.
Oh my God, it's awful. Ugh. What a nightmare.
All right, next up. I want to go on record as saying this was done as a prank, but it's real.
Okay. It really happened.
Okay. It was a drink sold on Amazon, and it had all the hallmarks of a beverage sensation.
Mm.
Striking design, bold font, and a punchy name, Release. But inside, each bottle was filled with urine discarded by Amazon delivery drivers and collected from plastic bottles found on the side of the road.
Ew.
But that did not stop Amazon from listing it for sale. Release attained number one best-selling status in the bitter lemon category. It was created by Uba Butler for a new documentary, The Great Amazon Heist, which airs on Channel 4 in the UK today. Butler is a journalist, presenter, renowned puller of stunts.
What?
Dude!
You look like you've had a stroke.
I may have.
What?
This is what happens when you don't read an article fully.
Right?
This is the same kid who made that fake restaurant in London.
No, stop.
I love this guy.
Oh, we gotta get to know him.
He is most famous for turning his shed in London into the number one ranked restaurant on TripAdvisor.
Which we covered on
a million podcast. years ago. So it's bottles collected on the side of the road, filled with Amazon delivery driver urine.
Delicious.
Wrapped in a branded.
Here's my question. Did they actually sell it?
Hold on. So the great Amazon heist begins with Uba infiltrating an Amazon distribution center in Coventry with a hidden camera and speaking to workers who complain of potentially dangerous working conditions and near constant surveillance. Uba becomes recognized within a couple of days, and so he resorts to interviewing delivery drivers who tell them that they're penalized for slow deliveries to the extent that they have to urinate in bottles because they don't have time to find anywhere to stop for bathroom breaks. Here, I'm showing you a picture of the energy drink.
Ew. It's gross.
Well, you can't see it.
No, it looks fully wrapped. Very nice.
Drivers urinating in bottles has been reported in the past, but what wasn't known is that some claim they also get penalized for having these urine-filled bottles in their truck when they return to the warehouse.
The fuck? fuck?
To avoid penalization, they end up discarding the bottles by the side of the road.
Just chuck them.
Butler searches the roadsides near Amazon warehouses from Coventry to New York to Los Angeles and finds...
That's even better.
Liquid gold.
I pictured him getting them to pee in a bottle, but he finds their old rancid pee.
From there, it's laughably straightforward for Butler to get release listed for sale on Amazon with very few checks and balances in place to ensure the product that he is selling is safe and legal.
Because it's a third party sale. So they don't really give a shit.
Yep. Butler told Wired, I thought the food and drinks licensing would stop me from listing it. So I started it out in this refillable pump dispenser category and the algorithm moved it into drinks. At one point, he was even contacted by an Amazon representative ready to handle packaging, shipping, and logistics through the fulfillment by Amazon programs. Butler says, initially, I felt really excited, but then when real people started trying to buy the product, I felt
scared.
The company says this was a crude stunt and that the industry-leading tools to prevent genuinely unsafe products is being reviewed.
I think it maybe should be. If I can sell my piss to people.
This guy is my new hero.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
I cannot believe he's the one that did the shed.
I wish we knew what episode that was.
Thankfully, I have the notebooks that tell me.
Also, we have our website.
Got it. Episode 186. The Shed at Dulwich.
Check it out. It is awesome.
Brilliant.
This guy is someone to be admired.
I'm going to reach out. I mean,
you should. We've done two stories on this motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. Last up. A notable news. This is so American. And of course, it's Florida. Mm. Do Florida people go out of their way to be assholes?
I think they just like it there. They move there.
So this is a Florida company, a roofing company, offering a Thanksgiving special. Okay. It's a free frozen turkey, which there are a lot of places that do that. And an AR-15. A Florida roofing company is offering a special for anyone willing to pull the trigger.
Jesus.
Over Thanksgiving. This is what the ad says.
Yeah.
The turkey will get you all sitting at the table so you can spend time together.
Nice.
The roof will protect your home and the AR-15 will protect your family.
Oh my God.
Until the three-year-old gets hold of it and then shoots you all dead.
Or, you know, your brother Joey, who has a psychotic break, goes down to the nearest fucking Walmart, eliminates half the town. Good job, roofing company.
Jason Pauley, president of Roof Easy, figured, hey, we're in Florida. This is the most Florida thing you can do. Let's do it, he told the outlet. It's called the Roof and Gobble Special.
That doesn't even make any sense. A Roof and Gobble Special?
No, it don't. You know what? Ass and Gobble Special makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. How about you give people some, like, kind of discount off their roof? Instead of giving them a fucking AR-15 that they can kill their whole fucking family with.
But Carol,
after the fucking frozen turkey's eaten.
No, Pauley says everybody needs an AR-15.
Really?
The world's a crazy place right now. You get a roof, AR-15, protection on both ends. Why not?
So do you have to buy a roof to get these perks?
You have to sign a contract with them and then you get this.
I see. Okay. I didn't get either of those things with my roof. All I got was a roof. Mm. I felt cheated.
Pauley said customers who want the special may not have any felonies and must undergo a background check.
Well, isn't that good?
Hopefully it's better than Maine's.
Right.
And once you pass that, you can pick your gun up from a local arms dealer called Shoot Center. Jesus.
I love me some Shoot Center. That's my go-to when I need my guns.
Patty Brigham, president of Prevent Gun Violence in Florida, shot it down. I really hope AI is not writing this bullshit. Why would a business want to give away an AR-15? What is the purpose of that? It is a destructive thing to do. That business is just adding to the culture of gun violence.
Yeah, bitch.
Well, she's actually right. Yeah. And then she bothered to point out that more than 600 people have been killed in mass shootings so far in the U.S. this year.
But do those 600 people have roofs?
I don't have much more to say about this.
Who has words for that? Did you hear about the surge? I guess this happens everywhere. There's like a big mass shooting, but like the surge in gun buying happening, and a lot of people getting AR-15s. Let's go out and get the gun that killed innocent people. Let's do that, because you're going to carry that around with you to your bowling alley and your bar. The only thing that makes me want to go out and buy a gun is the militias. If I get gunned down in a random thing, I mean, whatever. That sucks. But I don't think having a gun, you know me, I am not swarthy. Like, I'm not going to be able to pull my...
Is swarthy actually the word that you wanted?
No.
No, you're more apt to shoot your eye out.
Right. I'm not going to even be able to pull it out in time. Mm-mm-mm. What, am I going to have it in my bra? Do you know how long it would take me to realize bullets were flying? I may never realize it. Yeah. I may leave the place feeling like I had a great night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I hear
it
you.
It might not happen. Yeah, you're kind of clueless. There's really no point. Not going to help me.
Yeah. But I do appreciate that somebody in the UK, Abchav.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thinks all of us Americans are fucking nuts.
Because we fucking are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some in good ways and some not so good.
Mostly not so good.
The whole of Florida, you could pretty much chop off.
Oh, Jesus,
just
yes.
Just let that sail out. No offense, Florida. We love you.
That's all I got for notable news. Carol, you have something.
I have word origins, which we love and haven't done in a long time. I'm going to give you the term.
Okay.
And see if you know the backstory of this phrase. Bite the bullet. And the meaning of that is to accept something difficult or unpleasant.
Okay, so my guess would be that it comes from Civil War surgery, where people were being operated on without anesthetic, and they were given something to bite on to relieve the pain.
Yes, good job. The first recorded use of the phrase was in 1891 in The Light That Failed, I guess it's a book.
Oh.
But that's exactly it. Short on anesthesia, bite down on a bullet. Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, because I think, can't a bullet go off?
I would think so.
Like, have a good enough bite?
That's what I'm thinking. Mm. Break the ice, which means to break off a conflict or commence a friendship.
I'm going to guess that it comes from ice-breaking ships that would go on exploratory missions.
Do you just know all these?
No, is that right?
Yes.
What? Oh,
baby. Yes, it is ships because they were the only transportation and means of trade, and they would get stuck in the winter because of ice.
Mm-hmm.
So the receiving country would send small ships to break the ice to clear a way for the trade ships.
Oh, cool.
You're doing really well. Okay. Mad as a hatter to be completely crazy.
I know this one.
Oh, great.
Hatters, people who made hats, used mercury in their processing, and mercury poisoning often made people insane. And so Mad as a Hatter was actually a condition that happened upon hatters.
It's completely accurate. It has nothing to do with Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland.
No, but that's where that character came from.
That's where it came from. The Mad Hatter disease was marked by shyness, irritability, and tremors that would make the person appear mad. Cat got your tongue, which means person who is at a loss for words.
I don't know.
The English Navy used to use a whip called cat-o'-nine-tails, which my mom totally used to just dig up on the side of the highway and put in our house in the 70s, for flogging. The pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time.
Huh.
Another possible source could be from ancient Egypt, where liars and blasphemers' tongues were cut out and fed to the cats.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
That's better. Butter someone up, which means to impress someone with flattery.
I don't know.
It was a customary religious act in ancient India. The devout...
Wait. Pause.
Is it coming back to you?
Don't they put butter on somebody's feet?
Close, but no.
Okay.
They throw butter balls at the statues of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
Oh.
I mean, they might also smear it on feet, but that's butter someone up.
Mm.
Barking up the wrong tree. To have misguided thoughts about an event or situation, a false lead.
All right. This is a total guess.
Mm.
I'm going to say it has to do with hunting with hounds, and they're on a wrong lead, and they think they've treed something, and they're on the at the wrong tree.
That is exactly what it is.
Okay.
bury the hatchet to stop a conflict and make peace.
The only thing I want to say is burying the hatchet in somebody's head.
I know, right? That feels right.
Yeah, but I know it's not right.
It dates back to the early times in North America when the Puritans were in conflict with the Native Americans. When negotiating peace, the Native Americans would bury all their hatchets, knives, clubs, and tomahawks. So they would literally be buried and made inaccessible.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is a really nice gesture.
A lot of work. I mean, can't we just do it symbolically?
There's one thing can say about the Native Americans is they did not shy from work, okay?
That's true, yeah.
Caught red-handed to be caught in the act of doing something wrong.
All right, I have a couple of theories about this. Does this have to do with Macbeth?
No.
Is it contemporary?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
It originates from an old English law that ordered any person to be punished for butchering an animal that wasn't his own.
Yeah.
The only way the person could be convicted is if he was caught with the animal's blood still on his hands.
Uh-oh.
Which seems crazy to me. Who gives a shit?
Well, also, just wash.
I guess back in the day, though, like if somebody came over and took your animal, started cutting it up, you want that motherfucker to go to jail.
Dude, animals are big deals. In my small town, we have a cattle pound, which is no longer in use, but it's still up. It's just a rock enclosure.
Yeah.
And I have the it's called the Beast Mark book.
Yeah.
So everyone who had animals tagged their ears with a certain cut.
Oh.
And then the town cataloged the cuts.
Okay.
So that when a stray animal showed up at the cattle pound,
they could find the owner.
Whose animal, I mean, it was a big deal
and you've never heard of anyone taking someone else's animal and killing it.
Well, I'm sure people did, but I could do this all night.
Go the whole nine yards to try your best at something.
Oh. Does it have to do with cloth?
No.
I have no idea.
It's about ammunition. During World War II, the fighter pilots were equipped with 9 yards of ammunition. When they ran out, it meant that they had tried their best at fighting off the target with the entirety of their ammunition.
Oh.
Lame. Let one's hair down to relax or be at ease.
I mean, any sexy movie. I don't know. It's so ubiquitous.
Totally about hair being up. I mean, in medieval times, everyone had to wear their hair up.
Right.
The only time they would let their hair down was when they were getting banged.
Getting fucked.
Yeah. Exactly. Rubbed the wrong way to bother or annoy someone.
Again, it's like not going with the grain.
Right. But what does that literally mean?
Does it have to do with uncircumcised dicks?
No. Early Americans during the colonial times would ask their servants to rub their oak floorboards the right way. Because when they rubbed them the wrong way, which is not wiping them with dry fabric after wet fabric, which just makes fucking sense. I don't understand. Were they wet on wet? Dry on dry? Like, I don't understand. Would cause streaks to form and ruin it. Alternatively, it could have derived from rubbing a cat's fur the wrong way.
Yeah, and then you get scratched.
Yeah, or which annoys them. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give a cold shoulder. Being unwelcoming or antisocial towards someone.
Some of these, again, are so... give me a hint.
Has to do with meat.
Meat?
Meat.
I don't know.
In the 1800s, it was an old custom of giving an unwelcome guest a cold piece of meat from the shoulder of mutton, pork, or beef chop, as opposed to a welcome guest receiving a warm serving.
How rude!
This was a polite way to communicate, you may leave now. I don't find it polite at all.
No, it's not polite!
But I also wouldn't mind a hunk of cold meat. I'm gonna eat it. Ever have a cold chicken leg? God damn.
Oh, yeah. I actually prefer a chicken leg cold or a turkey leg cold.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, good job, Jenny.
No, I totally petered out though at the end.
Well, but you got some of those in the beginning. You nailed them.
Yeah.
Fun with words. We're not nerds or anything.
Stamp collection. Good quiz, Carol.
Thanks, Jenny.
I could do that all day long.
Me too.
Socials.
Please visit us on our socials at all of our social. Oh, I'm not doing that anymore.
I thought I was surprised.
It just came out like
diarrhea.
Yeah, like a spurt. Find us on our socials because you know where the hell our socials are. Also, please call us on our telephone or text us on a telephone 207-L-TUNA-1. That's E-L as in the Spanish. Also, please let us know how you're feeling about the holidays. They're coming up. Ooh. It's always a dark time for some people.
Holiday
list. I mean, isn't it not a dark time for anyone? Who is having a happy, happy, happy holiday?
I don't think anyone.
Yeah. So call us, text us, DM us, message us, whatever the fuck, and let us know how you're going to deal with the dark, dark days of Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
I'm over here in Louisiana. I'm drunk. I listen to your shows. I love you guys. Jesus Christ, I love you guys. You're so funny. Jen, I wish I was single. Carol, I wish that you were a cheating whore. I love you guys. You're the best.